A reading from the Gospel of John. Mary Magdalene stayed outside the tomb weeping, and as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know it was Jesus. And Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" She thought it was the gardener and said to him, "Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you laid him, and I will take him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and tell them I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and then reported what he had told her. The Gospel of the Lord. I remember well taking my mother to St. Thomas Hospital for cataract surgery. She was so apprehensive, and even on entering the hospital, still somewhat resistant. For months, she had put off having the needed surgery until Dr. Melian convinced her of the seriousness of her condition. The surgery went well. I stayed with her in her apartment for a while until she told me that she would be fine. She had to wear the eye cup for 3 days, do no heavy lifting, no bending, plus a few other directives. Coming out of the doctor's office 3 days later, the eye cup having been removed, she gasped as we walked out the door of his office. "Oh, Marianne, what I've been missing. I forgot how bright things are, the colors. Oh, oh." She couldn't wait to get her other eye done. So much in life depends on how we see. Mary did not recognize Jesus. "They have taken away my Lord," she says to the supposed gardener. Jesus didn't come as she expected, so she couldn't see him standing before her. "He is dead," she expects to find a body. For Peter, too, Jesus on his knees in front of him with a towel around his waist was not as Peter expected. Peter is adamant, "You will never wash my feet." His God image has imprisoned him. He cannot see past his own expectations, namely that Jesus is one who is served, not the one doing the serving. So often, we limit our own sight by stubbornly hanging on to our preconceived ideas. And often our experience of Jesus becomes static and predictable. We cling to one image, often because we feel safe with the image of God. It's not that the image is wrong. It is just not enough. God is so very much more than we can imagine. As revealed in Jesus, God pours himself out for us. God is a fierce lover who relentlessly pursues us, one who will do anything and everything to win us to himself. And he will show up in surprising ways in our lives. I remember at the end of the year, after graduating from Aquinas with a Doctor of Ministry in Preaching, being called by the rector of the seminary in Cleveland to come to teach preaching. I put him off. This is not why I got the degree, I told him. I just wanted to become a better preacher. I have no ideas of teaching preaching. I haven't the slightest idea of how to go about it. I really resisted. I resisted for a year. And finally, Father Don Cousins convinced me. And it has been one of the most graced experiences of my life. What I would have missed had I kept refusing. How then will you live the resurrection? Will the people near you this Easter see any connection between your presence and that of the risen Christ coming in all kinds of ways into our lives? Will you be able to name grace, God's presence, in all kinds of circumstances? In short, will you be able to see God coming in unexpected, even outlandish ways? So much in life depends on how we see.